We're going to begin this hour by talking about economic development. A lot of really cool businesses and organizations and innovative new products and people who are doing really cool entrepreneurial things in town. And the town of Chapel Hill Economic Development Department is getting the word out about this with an ongoing series that we've got here on WCHL. And we are joined now today by Kenzie Brendel and Kristen Watson. They are with Purevelo, a new cycling studio, and a new studio is opening up right here in Chapel Hill. So really cool to talk about. Kenzie, Kristen, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So Purevelo, what does it mean and what is it that you offer that makes you unique and different from other studios out there?
So we kind of came up with the name Pure as pure and simple. And Velo is short for Velocipede, which is Latin for bicycle, mm-hmm. Which is where the name came from. And when you put those together, you get Pure and Simple Cycle. And we kind of just like to pride ourselves on pure and simple, good old clean fun cycle classes at the studio. We do get a little bit unorthodox, maybe with some of our movements on the bike, if you will. We like to think of it a little bit more like a dance party on the bike. We do not focus on numbers and metrics in the studio. We honestly just really focus on having a really great time there, and we promise that we'll set the bar high, that the workout will come, and you don't necessarily need to hone in on a number to attain that, if you
that's,
will.
That's really cool. And yeah. And just having a good time, I think, is yeah. so important, because I think the thing that turns a lot of people off, myself included, is like you think about exercise as a job or something that you have
right.
to do and nothing that's fun. But if you make it fun, it's great.
Yeah. And that's yeah. really one of our like core values for the company is fun, and it's good, clean fun. And you can, you know, do with a buddy, do with yourself, however that works for you. But it's in a dark room. It's lit by candle. We have no mirrors, so there's no judgment. And we just kind of pride ourselves on not taking ourselves too seriously and having a really good time.
So what's the vibe like? It's darker, it's candle lit. What kind of music do you have playing?
I would say, play a little bit of everything.
Okay.
We encourage each instructor to kind of have their own taste and their own vibe. So they kind of get a crew that come to them, maybe specifically for their music choices. But everything that we do is to the beat of the music. So the beat of the music drives everything that we do in that 45-minute class. And we like to say this should be the most fun part of their day mm-hmm. every time they step into that studio. So not every song is a cycle song, but I would say we hit pretty much every genre.
Okay.
As long as there's a beat, we'll find it.
We'll find it, yeah.
How many people, like, per class, how many bikes do you have?
So we have 28 bikes in
okay.
our studio. Yep.
Very cool. And where is it? The new studio is just opening, right, in Chapel Hill.
Yeah,
so where are you located?
It's just opening. We're not open quite yet, but we hope to be here soon. And we will be right beside the new Target on Franklin Street. So our address is 143 West Franklin Street.
Okay. So is that University Place or University Square, right? Or Carolina Square.
Yep.
I'm still harkening back to when it was University Carolina Square. I need to keep remembering that. Now the names always change. We're speaking with Kenzie Brendel and Kristen Watson. Purevelo is the name of the cycling studio that's opening up in Chapel Hill, downtown West Franklin Street, right by the new Target. So what else do people need to know? They have to purchase a package to try a class? Can people just show up for one day? How does
so
it work?
So your first class is free with us. So come get a taste and check it out. And then we do offer a variety of different packages that will fit a variety of different people's needs and schedules. So we have a student semester package that's unlimited for 3 months. And we have everything from that to friends and family, where you can split a month with your friend for unlimited cycle, 9 to 5. That really takes care of those outlying classes during like outside of business.
Class, yeah, like off peak hours mm-hmm. for those that are like, you know, 9 to 5 workers.
So. Is there like a target audience? Are there classes like geared towards seniors or younger people or women or men?
We have like a really quite an eclectic mix. So mm-hmm. we have two other studios, one in Charlottesville and one down in Auburn, Alabama. And our clientele ranges in age from, I mean, we have young girls that come with their moms all the way up to, in Charlottesville, like we have a 7-year-old male that rides with us there. Awesome. So you can really, the beauty about cycle, especially too in a dark room, is you get to cater the resistance that works for you. And so you get to do you in there and not have to worry about anyone else. So we'll set the bar high and you work at whatever bar you want to set for yourself while you're in there.
I like it. How did the two of you get started with this? This is a really, really sort of cool project to launch.
So actually, it's funny that you asked me that because yesterday I received my anniversary email with Pavello. So I've officially been with the company for 2 years as of yesterday. But I was not in the cycle world. I just rode with them and loved it. And so much so that I decided I wanted to kind of step out of my comfort zone a little bit. And I approached Kristen about being an instructor. And the community in Charlottesville is just so amazing that it was something I knew I wanted to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And so I instructed in Charlottesville for a while, and Kristen sat me down and said, hey, what do you think about heading to Chapel Hill and doing this full time and sharing that pure love down south a little bit? Yeah. And I jumped at the opportunity.
Cool.
So
are you a UVA fan who's got to change shirt colors now?
If my parents heard me say this, I would probably be disowned because they all went to Virginia Tech, but Charlottesville is home for me.
Okay.
But I'm finding myself a Carolina fan. So
yeah, he'll turn eventually. It's fine.
I like the Carolina blue. I am a Carolina fan.
Okay. Kristen, what about you? How did you get into it?
So Chapel Hill, just so you know why we picked Chapel Hill, I used to live here about 6 years ago. I lived in Carrboro. Love it here. Want the opportunity someday to move back here. So at this time I'm in Charlottesville for a number of reasons. Part of my job there is running the studio, but I started the studio because we needed it in Charlottesville. We have a ton of fitness studios there, and we had no cycle studio, and I was a former runner and have destroyed my knees and haven't been able to run now. So I decided, I think I could do this. I can figure out how to start a business. We can figure this out. So I started it and just enrolled some really amazing people there. And we try to get really involved with the community. It's the same model that we'll do here in Chapel Hill. We are a small, locally owned family business. It's my husband and I. And we've enrolled Kenzie to infiltrate down here and make friends with anyone and everyone down here, just because we love to give back and do what we can and work and partner with other people. So, yeah, it just kind of started, honestly, from broke down knees. And I needed a cardiovascular outlet, and that's how we kind of got here.
How did Auburn, Alabama happen?
My husband is a coach. He actually coached here at UNC several years ago, track and field. And he also coached at Auburn, Alabama, and he's currently the coach at UVA. So we're an athletic family. We've moved around a lot, and we really have a special spot in our heart for Chapel Hill, especially Carrboro area. So.
Awesome. So this is going to be opening soon, again, downtown West Franklin Street, right by the Target and Carolina Square. We're speaking with Kenzie Brendel and Kristen Watson. Where can people go to find out more information?
PureVeloCycle.com. And follow us on our Instagram page.
PureVelo Chapel Hill on Instagram. That's where we'll release a lot more information coming up in the next few weeks.
Cool. And that's PURVELO, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yep. PURVELO. Find out more information online, on social media, and definitely check it out when it opens. It's going to be really cool. Kenzie Brendel, Kristen Watson, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And again, that conversation sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill's Economic Development Office. A lot of really cool stuff happening in our community, so check that out.